All right, so 8 o'clock showtime, right?
I
Let's show.
guess.
We're gonna cover
Damn it,
Wizards this
Ken.
time.
No.
We're gonna continue to not mention that it ended.
The decade episodes haven't been subbed yet, so why bother?
Yeah, and
You did get to see Gaim's first fight in that last episode.
I will say that I am surprised that Koyomi didn't come back.
Oh, thanks. I didn't get to watch it yet, so. That's okay.
That is pretty much the one thing that, plottish thing that was actually.
Tell us the rest
of
what happened in the episode Fort Max.
I like that Fort Max, like, doesn't acknowledge that he spoiled me on it, like, doesn't even bother with that, just keeps going on with his thought. As though I'm not here.
Yeah. Just like PodCon.
As though we aren't having a conversation at the moment about the fact that I failed.
Jenny's off the side waving frantically at Fort Max.
Fort Max, shut up! I didn't watch it!
Fort Max has JD blindness.
Glancing over at him, pretending like he's not there.
For being a huge fat guy, somehow you can't see me. I don't know how that happens.
See, this is the universe continuing to punish you for watching Movie War Core.
But that was like before I watched. I mean,
Core is continuous punishment.
It's like I'm punished across time now. Like every punishment I've ever received in my life was because I watched Movie War Core. I didn't even get to watch it yet. Yes, but you will. It's like some kind of Minority Report.
The ripples go in both directions.
Right, exactly. And lo, the sins of the son will be set upon the father. And that, what? It's space-time, wibbly-wobbly.
And the holy toast.
Yep.
This is Superhero Time with XV.
All comments must be at least 20% shit by volume.
Hey, Mickey.
I was juggling cans. I don't know what happened.
Paladin.
Superhero Time, represent.
Ken.
I suddenly feel like cheese.
JD Church.
I want to be just like Liefeld.
And Fort Max.
Wah, wah, wah.
This is the show now.
And it's called Superhero Time.
Just make Netflix suggestions.
We're holding out for a hero.
We're going to be
so
waiting
this
a while.
On Superhero Time, Koyomi didn't come back to life.
Unfortunately, Paladin, that's getting edited out because I'm using the actual incident as a cold start.
You know, I had that feeling. I was like, I really got to make sure I watch Wizard before the show comes on, because I'm sure somebody's going to say something.
Can we spoil the end of Dexter for you, too?
I don't watch that show, so you can spoil it all you want. Don't care.
Did the parents find out about his laboratory?
He dies at the end. I don't know.
No, it's incredibly retarded.
You know what you do? If you want to spoil somebody, go try to tell Kilby. You might actually be able to spoil him.
God. I ought to, like, come up with something and be like, can you believe that thing? You know, message it to him.
Spoil Breaking Bad for him.
There. Does Kilby watch Breaking Bad?
Yeah. Hmm.
He becomes Lex Luthor. There you go.
Yeah, really.
I don't understand.
Spoiler.
Breaking Bad.
I don't watch any of that. I don't watch a lot of current television.
Breaking Bad is a sequel to Malcolm in the Middle.
Current TV sucks.
I watch a lot of Japanese stuff, and I read comic books, and that's where it goes.
And the comic books suck nowadays, too.
Most of them, yeah.
Well, there's a lot of good stuff out of Marvel right now.
But no, there's not. It's Marvel.
Well, they do good movies, at least.
But that's not comic books.
They do better than DC. Can we agree on that much?
We can't agree on that much.
They do everything better than DC.
So, recently...
Except for animation.
They're getting better at that, too. Hmm.
They did have Earth's Mightiest Heroes for a while, and then they killed it, the bastards.
Anyway, Toku?
Is there any?
Yes.
Not much.
The
just
bee.
Yeah, super imaginative Chogokin Kamen Rider Zabui.
It looks beautiful.
Where did that go?
Clicky.
Just click the link and it will be there.
Ah. Ah, yes. That's pretty.
So are you going to buy it, Mickey?
Very pretty. Most definitely.
Hmm.
How much is it?
Like $60.
Yeah.
5,700 yen.
Yep.
In February.
I'm assuming it's probably going to come with his armor, too.
Oh, my birthday is in February.
Actually, no, it's probably not. Not for that, because I was going to come with much extra, and he was $60, so...
Have there been previous Kabuto SIC releases? What did they come with?
They're all two-packs, so it's kind of hard to say. Take that back. No, regular Kabuto just came with a whole shitload of armor.
Mm-hmm. And the big Zector thing.
Or 80.
And of course,
the Hopper Brothers two-pack wouldn't have our extra armor.
Well, they suck anyway, so...
Well, yeah.
Although, if you buy the two of them, you can't have them make out, so...
Mm.
It's a deleted scene feature.
Is that like, yeah.
They come with food, though.
Do they come with ramen?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Didn't the figure arts also?
I think they did.
Yeah.
Isn't that just like in one episode?
They didn't have a lot of depth. They needed an extra accessory.
Okay, but Denev only wore a watermelon on his head in one episode, and that was an accessory for his figure art.
Wow. It was literally like, I'm thinking back because I just watched Kabuto, and it's like, I think it was only one episode when they actually sat there and ate ramen. And that's it. Wow. Okay.
Ramen Rider.
Ramen Rider. There you go.
And then, meanwhile, they're doing a new SIC Rider 1.
Yeah.
And it comes with an squid fetus?
It does sort of have a squid fetus thing, yeah. I don't know what that is, but...
Are we sure that's not Shouta?
I suppose you're looking at it like, what the f*** is this?
It's the child of Shouta? Yeah.
Baby Shin.
Baby Shin.
And also, one of the mystery memories in the 99 memory set has been revealed, and it is the zoo memory from the novel.
Yes. They actually went to that length for it.
Wow.
Are they really that desperate for ideas? Have they actually done every other possible Gaia memory?
No.
Well, it
even Fortmax can't justify this.
So, but $600, no.
Just waiting now for the pre-orders for the Bomb Magnum.
The Bong Magnum?
That too. That
sounds awesome.
No, the Red Trigger Magnum Shroud carried in one episode.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm waiting for them to do that as a super best release, even though it never had, like, a regular release.
Yeah.
Just for more Gaia Memory stuff to sell.
I'm trying to imagine a Bong Magnum now.
That would be awesome.
Like, what memory would you use on it?
Memory of a 1990s era modem, from the sound of it.
Okay, yeah, so I'm not the only one getting
the NSA.
That. JD?
Is it me?
Wow. Do you hear it?
I do, but that's what's weirding me out. Check my connections. What could be interfering?
Oh, whatever it is, it's getting worse. Stop whatever you're doing.
It's the NSA. They're worried about this.
Should they be?
It's superhero time.
Under observation by the National Security Agency.
Wow, I have no idea what's doing that.
Hey, here come the black helicopters, too.
Huh. That is bad.
A little bit, yeah.
Well, just unplug your mic for the rest of the show.
Yeah, thanks. I'll get right on that. Let me see here. Well, it's got to be electronic. But...
Is it too late for that speak and spell?
Really?
Well, no,
it has to be electronic.
I'm saying it's got to be some sort of like electrical interference.
Okay, it's gone now.
So it's not the cat, but the cow that's causing this feedback.
Well, it's not like my browser that's causing the feedback, is what I'm saying.
Well, the browser is electronic.
Yes, but it's not going to cause electrical interference.
You don't know that.
Are you having solar flares in your area today?
Well, I do live in Oklahoma, so anything is possible.
Wow.
Superhero.
Can we just go on while he tries to fix this?
I guess.
I don't even know how to fix it because I don't know what's causing it.
Okay. Let's see. Other new Figuarts this week. Mammoth Ranger, web exclusive in February. And confirms that the Zia Ranger Figuard weapons can combine to form the Power Blaster.
Oh, Black Ranger. Okay.
Also Kyoru Gold, but I'm guessing nobody here gives a shit.
Absolutely not.
And I'm guessing the same also applies for Kamen Rider Saiga.
That's from Fize, right?
Yes.
Fize movie.
Yes.
JD.
Also,
I don't know what's causing it. Do you want me to just get off the call?
Try unplugging your mic and plugging it back in.
Okay.
That works for Mickey.
Have you tried turning it off and on again?
It's not the mic. It's... Yes, and I just turned it off and turned it back on.
But you never let
the call. How old is the mic? I really hope this gets picked up in the record.
If I can hear it, it's getting picked up.
Yeah, it's getting picked up.
It's Ken trying to contact us from beyond the grave.
Yeah. Totally. Through my computer. What would be feeding in and causing interference?
Something electrical?
No, we just decided it wasn't electrical.
Yes, we did decide it was electrical.
I thought we decided it wasn't the browser.
It's not the browser.
Maybe it's a series of tubes.
Well, I wonder because my buddy has said that there's been problems like with the Cox line, so I'm wondering if that's...
You say Cox line?
Cox line.
I'm not sure that was the series of tubes Paladin was talking about.
If you've got Cox slime, you've got a problem.
Line. My other option is to go to Skype on my phone.
JD, is it possible your toilet's running?
You better go catch it.
That was good, Mickey, but I really wanted JD to just ask all, you know, infuriated what his toilet could possibly have to do with this.
You'd be surprised. Anyway, I'm at a loss. I don't know what's causing it.
Okay, then.
So anyway, Figuarts Kyoryu Gold looks weird.
He doesn't have his wings.
Is that what it is?
Or at least they're not shown in this picture.
I don't know, it just looks like... It doesn't look like a suit, it looks like a lot of different, you know, parts.
That doesn't...
It looks like it's supposed to be a figure of an armored design instead of a fabric costume design.
It does look bad, I'll give it that much.
Yes.
Oh hey, Figuarts Goku.
Normal Goku.
That's also a web exclusive in Japan.
Right.
Well, good thing I don't live in Japan.
That's right. That means you can go to the hospital on a weekend.
Okay.
Hospitals close for the weekend in Japan.
Oh, that's awesome. Don't get hurt.
Right.
Okay. Try exiting out of Skype and reconnecting.
Thanks,
after...
buddy.
Oh, hey. Johnny Young Bosch is going to be at AWA next week.
Where?
What?
Anime Weekend Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's kind of it's kind of a shitty con. I've been there.
Oh.
It's Atlanta. Does it have a choice?
Atlanta's not that bad a city, actually.
Isn't that where Dragon Con is?
Uh-huh. And Dragon Con's huge.
Needs
okay, so... Okay, so, JD, we still hear it.
Yeah, I know.
Let's just live with it. We put up with him for this long.
Mm. Let's keep talking about it.
Yeah, I think if we just keep talking about it, it will go away.
Yeah. It'll get self-conscious. Well, the black helicopter stopped. JD, whatever you did, I think you fixed it.
That's because I had to mute myself to blow my nose.
Oh.
Unless you want me to do that live on camera.
And now you're sidelining.
Awesome.
Okay, while you're... Yeah, while you're Cylon-ing, blow your nose on mic.
No, on camera.
Well, you'll have to save that for the Two Hunters show.
Yes.
Promises, promises.
Did it go away?
It'll come back.
No, I still hear it.
Yeah, there it is again. Good.
As great as this is...
Superhero Time, the internet's best toku podcast about audio glitches.
God.
Okay, so I think we've exhausted the Figuarts news. And even if we haven't, I don't want to talk about it anymore. So what else is in the news, Paladin?
Not much else this week, aside from a list of bonus features for that 98 DVD set from Shout Factory.
So what's on that Fortmax is probably going to interrupt you and tell himself?
Music retrospective with Ron Wasserman.
Cool.
Writing retrospective with Tony Oliver, Doug Sloan, and a bunch of other shit nobody else remembers. Look at the villains with Robert Axelrod, Barbara Goodson, Vernon Wells, and probably a few others. Plus a lot more.
Is that how they're credited on the? Is that how they're credited on the extras? Probably a few others.
And some other guys.
Well, it's Shout Factory, you know.
They're doing a Gilligan's Island.
And the rest.
And one other thing there, that old Green Ranger caught a video or whatever it was called. I think it was
Wedding with Tommy.
Yeah.
Good story.
So those features sound like they could be cool. I kind of got a feeling they're going to be like 3-minute pieces of fluff that don't really cover anything interesting.
They have to have a little bit more on there to fill the discs, I think, though.
You don't have to fill a disc to sell it.
Yeah, that's how most of Japan's home media market works. You sell as empty of a disc as possible for as much money as you can.
That sounds like the American way.
And last, but probably not least this week, is the first wave of Gaim toys, which I believe is known as the Armor Change series.
I really kind of want that banana armor. And that figure would be nice, too.
But what you're mostly interested in is banana arms.
Right.
Banana arms.
I hope Gaim is fun.
I hope so, too.
It'll at least not be Wizard, which is a positive.
Which will
Let's
get us
not
like
say that yet.
Which will get us like 6 weeks out of it, but we have to worry about what happens after that.
No, as long as Wizard ends forever, that's positive.
Well, you know, it'll be back.
Men and erased it from the universe.
It'll be back in Movie Wars.
Like even if Gokaiger was terrible, it still would have made Ghostager stop.
Yeah.
So you know, at least it did something great.
Yeah, if we make the bad go away, the next thing has to look better.
Right.
And that's why Superhero Time is a better podcast than Fanboy Versus.
Ouch.
Very nice.
In my heart.
No, I think that's the fat.
Oh. Well, who can tell?
Superhero Time is an invasive species of a podcast. We were introduced to a podcast network that had no natural defenses against us.
Telling you, man.
And so chaotic. We've gone through consuming all the resources, and the other podcasts are dying out.
Chaotic evil.
So, Garo?
No. What was that?
That was a Windows donking noise.
Yeah. JD.
Where the hell did that come from?
JD.
I tried unplugging the USB and then plugging it back in.
But why do we hear it through the computer?
Because Skype will default to stereo mix if you unplug the microphone.
Cool. So I f***ed up the show.
Yes.
And you also made Ken cry.
Even better. I'm winning all kinds of ways.
Yes, it's kind of unfortunate we have to talk about the last episode of Garo and Ken does not get to be here with us for it.
We should have just canceled. This is going awful.
And I was thinking we really should have saved Zubat discussion for Pokemon release week.
It would make more sense.
So, pretty much, this week's episode of Superhero Time is doing everything wrong possible.
Right.
Hooray!
Is that different from usual?
No.
Audio problems, no Ken. Yeah, we got this.
Mistimed Pokemon jokes.
Yeah.
That's the worst crime of all.
Yeah. We really f***ed up on that one.
Yeah. But anyway, I guess it's time for Garo. Sorry, Ken. Mickey, you want to do Garo?
Sure, I guess. It's been a while since I've done something.
You're the next most southern person since Ken's not here.
I'll be surrogate Ken.
Yeah.
I'll carry his baby to term.
That's what I was going to say. I was just imagining you, carrying Ken's child.
So you can drown it in your tub?
Bathtub would try and eat him.
That's how a movie needs to open. Like a woman giving birth to a baby and then drowning it. And then the whole rest of the movie is explaining why. That'd be awesome. Sorry, parents. That would be awful. The end.
They're just jealous because that's what they want to do.
Yeah.
And this is why JD doesn't have his own show anymore.
Or children.
Anymore.
So if you see JD, I'm sure to call 911.
No, if you see JD around children.
Right. Megan's Law requires me to inform you that... you know, never mind.
Okay. Garo time. Let's start out with the original theme song, just for nostalgia's sake.
Yeah.
Because why the f*** not?
The weird thing is, I didn't notice till the theme song was almost over.
Yeah, I noticed right away. I was like, oh, we're going retro now. Okay.
Classy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we all seem to like that better anyway.
Truth.
So, episode opens up. Let's follow up on Tosei for a little bit, of him running like a little bitch, throwing as many higher goons as he can between him and the onrushing horrors.
It was awesome. Mm.
And, of course, they get quickly overwhelmed, so he runs to the safest place he can go in a horror movie. The bathroom. What could
now,
happen to him in a bathroom?
He goes in there, I was like, man, look at that tile work. This is amazing.
It's an upscale building. Now, at this point, I'd like to point out that JD was last week hoping for Tosei to get the most undignified death possible. And I think sprawled out on the floor of a public bathroom pretty much qualifies.
Yeah, it wasn't quite like what I was thinking. I got what I wanted, but just in a different way.
Right.
Because this comes back around later and is even better.
Yeah.
And we're immediately set up for how he's going to be able to be killed later on.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, in the under the city open sky building that still doesn't make any sense, but whatever, magic. Angry salary man.
Bald, but whatever magic. Yeah.
Angry Lego salary man is throwing fireballs at the team.
No, it's Minecraft man.
And he's setting bitches on fire left and right. And so Rion sprays water on them from her magic wand to put them out. And they're like, oh, that's brilliant.
This magic turn.
Wow, we forgot water beats fire.
I hadn't played Pokemon in a while.
So then all of a sudden, Takeru gets this insane look on his face, and...
All of a sudden?
Well, no, he goes from a normal Takeru crazy to like, oh god, he's psycho now.
Well, I loved it because it was like, alright, we need a diversion. He's like, you need a diversion? I'm your f***ing diversion.
So one last time he jumps out to try and give them a hand.
Yes.
He spreads out his fist shield and just charges through the rings of fire.
Did you say fish shield?
Yes.
I think he said fist.
Fist shield.
It sounds like fish.
You're a fish shield.
Do you not want to do kinky sex with him? Because if that accidentally opens up...
So Takeru charges forward, blocking all the magic missiles with his shield, and the rest of the team follows in behind him. And so Salaryman changes his Lego blasters into an even giant Lego Mega BFG.
Totally.
And breaks his fist. Let's see. Lots of pointless running around. Lots of lame CGI fighting.
Takeru charges him yet again while on fire.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was kind of badass.
Yeah.
Yes. Wonder how many takes it took him to get that shot.
I think just one, because when you're on fire, you're really motivated to get it right as quick as you can.
And remember, they don't use stunt doubles or CGI. He was literally on fire. This is Japan, so...
It was a guy on fire.
Oh, man.
Oh, my paladin thrown it a pun.
We are on top of things tonight, let me tell you.
Speaking of on top of things, as Zetum changes himself into the Allspark cube, Ryoga slams his sword into it and rides him to the top, while the planet Earth gets a massive erection.
Oh, it's true, though.
And the cube hits him so hard it knocks him out of the Garo armor, which gets stayed behind and covered in shit.
Which was actually really cool looking.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of Looney Tunes-esque, though. Like, when you hit someone so hard, it leaves their clothes standing there.
Yeah.
But the armor is magic, so it's okay.
Right. But because magic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, while the team clings tenaciously to Mother Gaia's giant phallus, Ryoga is enveloped inside the Minecraft cube, and... fights a bunch of pixels in floaty space.
That must have been a lot of fun to shoot. All right, just swat around for a little bit.
It was as much fun to shoot as it was to watch.
Once again, he sees that wand that's hinting at something important, to be sure.
Yes, what the f*** was his name?
Bri?
Bri, thank you. That's right. He was just.
He's only
die.
Been dead two episodes. Damn it!
That's a very unlucky name in Japan, apparently.
Yeah.
I believe in Japanese, Barai means certain death.
You're gonna die, Kimosabe.
It's like naming your child Jeeves. You've basically set up the pattern for their entire life, except in the case of a Barai, it's a very short one.
My child is employed.
So parents are like, man, we didn't really want to have a kid. Is there really going to limit our time with them? Name him Barai.
You'll surely be kidded.
So while Ryoga is spasming for his life, Barai's wand falls out and lands in the hands of the most capable person it can find. Unfortunately, that's Rion.
His wand. He just
hey,
said,
it could have been Audrey.
You just said his wand falls out with a straight face.
Yes.
Yeah, if it landed in Audrey's hands, he would have just tried to stab somebody with it.
Amazingly, Rion actually uses the wand to good effect of opening up a giant mandala of weak spots on the cube. And it's up to Audrey to save the day with his archery.
And his special arrowhead.
So we're all
Yeah. Which, But did it not seem a little odd that he was like falling off of the thing as he was shooting and then like didn't die?
I thought it seemed a little more odd that Augury all of a sudden seemed to be completely badass for 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And actually managed to succeed in doing something important.
That was
the most confusing thing for all
of a sudden. He finally crit roll.
And that's how you tell it's a finale.
Yeah.
Yeah, the show's over. If he's not going to be badass now, he never will be.
Yes, he saved all of his action points for the last scene of the show.
Yes, exactly.
I'm going to burn through them all at once, right now.
I would like to spend 10 action points I've collected over the course of this series by playing my character. Do something amazingly badass. I'm so glad I took that hindrance being a tool.
Intro quote.
All the Cortex rule system people are like, yes! I love hindrances.
So up in the cube, Zedum, now weakened, is popped out of his digital form and is now back to being Salaryman. And he's having the typical villain speech banter with Ryoga. Of saying, I'm going to take your body. And Ryoga's saying, no, you're not. I'm going to defeat you. And blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, these are my mother's eyes and I stabbed her.
Yeah. Nothing terribly clever in the dialogue going on there.
These eyes have seen a lot of love, but they're never going to see another one. Oh, no, wait. That's a song. Nobody loves the Guess Who. I don't know why.
Well, Rion tells Takara, hey, maybe you should break the Garo armor out.
Okay.
So they're free of the Garo armor, and then the other two knights hop up there in cube space and spin around all CG-like for a while, busting up blocks.
Busting cubes.
And so they get to the big cube, and they strike it, and they all go golden.
Yes. Not sure if that's from any other part of the Garo mythos.
No,
but
that's a new Garo
effect here.
It's a new Garo power.
It's yeah.
So just burning justice gives them new powers in Garo.
Basically, yeah.
Okay. Kind of wish that made sense.
Well, it doesn't. But
okay.
It's a Japanese show. That's how things work.
I know, but. The whole thing about Garo turning golden actually, you know, had a story reason, and then the other two is like, oh, well, it was cool, so you two can do it too.
No, it's because it was a badass leader. You know, that's his leader power. It's a group buff. It's a group buff called Shining in the Darkness.
And he will share his light with the other Makai Knights.
They kill Zedum and cut to a commercial break.
All right. The end. No? Okay.
Ryuga conveniently falls right in front of his coat.
Yeah, that was the most awkwardly shot coat. It was like a fallen comrade they were staring at.
Like, oh, coat. Holy shit, there's my coat. It was like Indiana Jones' hat, like if it was just right there, you know?
Yeah. So after the battle, the team splits and goes their separate ways.
And erases the memory of the entire city.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Because why not?
Because cop out.
Well, thankfully, though, she had an AoE for that, because it would have really sucked if she had to go person to person.
They don't say how much time passes. She could have had to go person to person.
All it says is days.
Days go by.
They sent out a letter going out to everyone. Come here for your free yacht.
Like waves are winded from them, and they walk away. Like, did you get your yacht?
Huh? What yacht? We're getting free yachts. I better get in line.
Some dumbass gets their mind wiped like 8 times. He gets a little bit slower every time. I've not been here. What do you do for a living? I'm a physicist. My bananas.
well, Rion's busy with that. Takara goes back to go visit Miss Statutory. Oh, whoops. She's forgot him, too. And we get a nice close-up on Guy's ugly, ugly mouth. Yes. Torturing in all kinds of creepy ways that would make Akiba Red look attractive. And so, dejected, he buttons up his collar and walks away. What?
Yeah, he's going to be straight-laced from now on. No more f***ing young girls.
Now on, it's strictly
anything cougars. Anything in the Garo mythos, or was that just what?
That's just him.
Oh, okay.
To be fair, previously to this, most Mekai Knights weren't as big of f***ups as him. So there's not really precedent for this situation.
Let's see. Augury went off to go be boring. And we don't need a follow-up scene with him, because he just went off to go be Augury.
He went back to headquarters to do something.
Yeah.
File paperwork.
This intro, this exit is so f***ed up. I love it.
And then we go back to the steakhouse.
I could use a good steak.
Tube steak.
Yes, Ryoga decides he's hungry. And he's hungry for Tosei. He's hungry for vengeance.
Oh.
And he whips out the lighter yet again, proving Tosei's not even a magic whore. He's one of the crappy rookie horrors.
Karmic horror.
Ha ha. Now we can kill you.
Yeah, Pelton, did you miss the part where, like, 20 of them went into his body in the bathroom?
And then the horrors came in?
Yeah.
And Ryuga's about to cut him down when Rian just walks in and shoots him in the face. And then the ass.
And then the face again.
That was the best ricochet shot.
It was like, and it was awesome is like he didn't even move. He just like let it bounce off his sword.
And in the butt. And then while he's sitting there pleading and speeching, she just shoots him right in the forehead and kills him.
Though he did know her well enough to offer her diamonds.
Why couldn't we have had Rion like this throughout the entire series instead of like a handful of times?
Girl.
I know, she had the potential for such a good character arc, but they really kind of f***ed it up.
Her job was to be a hole
for Ryuga to fill?
Yeah, basically.
Which is exactly what's going to happen as they leave the city?
Yep. But see, that's what f***ed me up, right? Because they did this whole thing, like so-and-so, they did this whole like Sandlot thing. Where it's like, you know, and like said where everybody went. And then they get to the end and they kill Tosei and they're like, oh no, actually none of that happened. Because actually, yeah. What's the name? Like, stay behind.
Fooled you.
Like, remember all that stuff that we just told you like 30 seconds ago? Yeah, actually, we're changing all of that. So it was sort of.
Sorry, our narrator is unreliable.
He has been shot.
Maybe Zaruba's the narrator and he hasn't been paid yet.
But that was the most confusing thing because I'm like, why did you just bother to tell us where all these characters went if you just changed where they went? Like, can we... Okay. That was weird.
And so Rian and Ryoga walk off into the sunset to go make lots of Garo babies.
Yep. Because he looks up there and he remembered, oh yeah, you wanted my seed. Cool. We should have.
I can work with that.
And Zaruba was just kind of predicting poorly.
Volt City story, the end.
Coming up next week.
Beginning.
Probably a clip show.
He's writing that has Black Condor in it.
What?
Really?
That'll be interesting to see when it gets subbed.
If it gets subbed.
Why if?
In no way.
Well.
No. Translation, in no way.
In no way will you watch.
Sacrifices have to be made.
And they finished off Wizard, they'll finish off Garo. Right?
No, this is the... Oh, Nick, you were talking about... Oh, I was thinking of the thing that's coming on after Garo, but there's still a clip show left.
What? Oh, is that a clip show? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it might have been like a preview for next season or something.
It's the clip. It's the end of series clip show.
So what's the Inoue thing?
I'm not really sure. Aside from it's written by Inoue, so who knows what it will, how good it will be.
I am totally lost.
But what is it?
Does it have a name?
Yes, I don't know. Inoue. I don't remember what the name is.
Yes, okay. It's called Next Garo Show. By Inoue.
Oh, an Inoue Garo series would be terrible.
Imagining a lot of water and time travel, or at least story across time.
Nice. You know, if it was Inoue from like 15 years ago, maybe, but still probably not.
It would be like if Inoue wrote a Spider-Man movie.
It would be like the Spider-Man movies.
So basically, like the Garo will cry like a baby.
Shin Garo. Ripping people's spines out.
Having lots of fun.
So, do we think they'll actually make a new series featuring Ryuga?
Maybe. They'd probably like to.
Yeah, he's pretty badass.
It seems like an easy option, because he's probably at least reasonable for contracting, but so far it doesn't seem like a lot of people like Ryuga.
Really?
Well, a lot of people didn't like GoBusters either. People are just stupid.
True.
What's there not to like about him?
He was a cool guy. He kicked ass. He had a good heart.
He made friends with mimes.
Mm-hmm.
He stabbed old ladies.
He was really good at disguise.
He could change clothes really fast.
He was amazingly fast at clothes changes. That's going to come in handy when he tries to get it on with Rion.
Anyway,
and be naked.
Even if they don't do another Garo series next year, you know, there was like 5-6 years between the first Garo series and Mekai Senki, so anytime in the next 5 years they could pick this up again.
Sure.
It'd be disappointing to have to wait five years, but...
Garo has had episodes written by Inoue.
I know, Fort Max, but not a whole series.
Yeah. 10 minutes later, you know!
Still trying to find what that name is.
It'll be untranslated.
Well, we'll check back in with Fort Max later in the show.
Don't you think Fort Max will check in with us later in the show?
Yeah, really. 3 hours later. Oh, it's, Seku.
Oh, he finally found a Viacon.
What?
Never mind.
Yeah, Viacon. Wow.
Oh. I forgot that. It's just that the way Paladin talks, it's hard to tell when he's trying to imitate Fort Max or not.
They sound a lot alike.
Yeah.
One of us should be offended by that, I think.
I think both of you should be offended by that.
But only one of you can be Giga Beetle's favorite character on the show.
I thought that was Ken.
No, who was the second?
It was Don.
You mean the cowboy?
Yes.
Cowboy.
What? The slow weapon.
Did he ever forgive you for that?
Me? No.
Yeah.
No, I think he hates me now.
I don't know. I think he. I think after the Shardacon panel, he's kind of forgotten about you doing that.
Oh. The other guys took the heat off for me. Good deal.
I think so.
Oh, what did I miss?
Shardacon.
No, what the Shardacon panel was so terrible for Don.
Well, the video of it's up on YouTube.
How much you have to sit through to get the point?
I think it was like 45 minutes.
Yeah, okay. Thing. I'll just do without knowing then.
So this is the thing Inoue's writing?
Yes.
Well, there is water there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It looks
sexy. Is there
sexy.
A bridge above them?
Why is there a Sentai team?
Actually, that looks more
like
the Ginyu Force.
Zodiarts.
It's the Zodiart Ginyu Force.
I would watch that show.
I am now imagining the Zodiard from Forza voiced by the cast of Team Four Star.
Kamen Rider O's Abridged.
Oh my god.
Just condensed. Because it needs it more than Forza did.
Yeah.
When I think
so
of Abridged.
Would be the Space Australian?
Goto.
Broto. God, I love Date.
No, just think about O's Abridged. You could take that whole last chunk of 15 episodes that are horrible and just condense them down to like 15 minutes.
There's a point.
It'd be perfect.
Let's take a quick break.
Okay.
Superhero Time, the internet's best tokusatsu podcast about Pokemon, Star Trek, Transformers, and your mom.
What's that?
Do you have insurance on this car?
No.
It must be Eagle Man.
I've got something for you.
Now I've got the power to deal with you putties.
Space suit is your outguard against danger. Space suit you with the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Get your hands on space shooters. Launch up to 20 soft palm bits.
Space shooters.
I win!
Get your hands on space shooters.
It's time for Power Playback. Look for Power Playback every Friday on Twitter at superhero_time.
Okay, so now that all the fun is over with, it's time for Power Playback. I hope everybody brought their liquor because Fort Max is doing Zubat this week.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Wow. Can I, like, can we do, like, tag team wrestling and I can, like, tap in for him?
No.
If you don't have liquor to drink, just watch Zubat. It induces the same effect.
No, Fort Max, you f*** this chicken, you're going to lay in it.
I'm not sure that's how that metaphor goes.
I don't think it matters at this point.
I think you mixed the metaphor there. Oh, God.
Well, for those... didn't know, Zubat is a Ishinomori series starring Kamen Rider V3.
Then why isn't the show called Kamen Rider V3?
Same reason it's not called Big One or Blue Ranger.
Oh. I'm glad we cleared that up.
I don't know why it would be called Big One or Blue Ranger when you said V3 is the star.
And we're off to a rollicking start.
But yes, we start on a train.
Going through Mount
Moon?
And we go
right into sexual harassment.
Oh.
And with some asshole blowing smoke into some girl's face on a train that has only him, the girl, and Ken on it.
Ken?
So it's Japanese El Kabong, right?
Yeah.
I love that, like, she gets up, moves away, he walks closer to blow smoke in her face again.
I swear I was on this train in, like, Brooklyn one time.
With only 3 people in Brooklyn? That's impossible.
No, dude, it happens. You get in the far-out J train, man, and there's, like, nobody on it.
The J train sounds like some kind of metaphor for drugs.
No. But hey... It is where the J and Jay-Z does come from, so there you go.
No gets. Ken twists asshole's arm, and you're now in the episode The Golden Angel of Sorrow.
Huh.
It doesn't make a great deal of sense.
No. But it does sound catchy.
Although I do like how Ken is basically Japanese Antonio Banderas.
Mm.
So walking through the Japanese Old West, suddenly the girl is chased by a bunch of guys in
Daskide!
And black jumpsuits
Team Rocket.
red ties for some
reason. The same joke.
Yes, they are the best dressed henchmen.
She's being chased by Team Rocket. I don't know what to tell you.
That's fantastic. We made the same joke.
Like that never happens.
Then, of course, Team Rocket demands that they hand over the woman.
And Pikachu.
So, of course, they get thrown into a field.
Blasting off again?
No, well, more running off. Mm. Running off, screaming about how don't defy the Gold Badge Cartel.
Okay, we won't.
So, then suddenly their boss, the boss of the Gold Badge Cartel, Joe, comes out and throws knives, knocking all the weapons out of Team Rocket's hands. Saying that no match for him. And instead, they need that someone who would be a match for him is Japan's best knife thrower. He just said he was Japan's best at anything to Ken.
Is that a challenge?
Yeah, it's a challenge. Ken corrects him, saying that no, you're only the second best. As for the first?
We can't see you doing the thumb at your face for it, Max.
Awesome!
So, we get
Fort Max in your water thumb.
You probably did the finger thing, too.
I did.
He says, no. I do the shocker.
Five in the pink, five in the stink.
Now, here's the thing. Every episode of Zubat follows this exact formula. The only real thing that changes is what Zubat is being the best at that week. Which includes, of course, you have knife throwing. You also have billiards, tomahawk throwing, cane swords, fly fishing.
Okay. So I think I'm fishing.
Yes.
I think I'm getting the angle here. Zubat was the prototype for Kabuto. Yeah.
Yes, that sounds about right.
Except by Kabuto, they learned to do it right.
Like trumpet blowguns, carpentry, and American football. And top spinning.
You don't need skill for American football. That's why they invented American football.
He's the world's best at
baseball. Well, yeah, American football.
Well, the person that he's against decides that, no, wait, there's no way this guy can be second best. Maybe he's third best. Or worse.
Was he the best?
Zubat was, yeah.
Simply the best. He's better than all
of them. Generation 1, he wasn't.
So, of course, the hired man throws a pack of cards in the air, throws a single knife, spearing the four aces.
We are literally okay, 5 minutes into this episode, folks.
And that was rad as ball.
So, of course, Zubat does the same, except instead of cards, he throws the same knife through the gold badges of the henchmen.
That's not as impressive, I don't think.
I mean, I get the metaphor, but it's just not as cool as, like, the cards, you know?
Like, if he had speared, like, a card through the side of it, that would have been impressive. Like, you know, the 2D side.
The 2D side? Also known as the edge?
Yeah, that thing. That fang.
Fang. There you go.
Thank you, Surrogate Ken.
It's kicking.
So we find out that the, girl is being chased by the men because her brother was running a story in the newspaper on the gang. So, of course, the boss wasn't going to. So, of course, the boss of the Gold Badge Cartel wasn't going to have any of that shit.
Yeah.
Nowadays, he wouldn't have to worry about journalists.
They have more important stories like puppies and stuff.
And, of course, since her brother is dead, we get our mandatory flashback of Gen's best friend being shot down.
Oh my gosh, it's just like my buddy, Mummy Jeff, that day I saw hell. So I got these nifty powers.
And then we cut to, I guess, the outside of an airport, where, oh, hey, it's Goldmember.
It is Goldmember. He even says, I love gold.
All I see is, like, Lady Gaga dressed as a pimp.
Yeah.
But yes, he loves gold. He wants this gold angel that this one guy is bringing to the airport because some guy somewhere bought it for a bunch of money.
And this is a gold angel made by Leonardo da Vinci.
Yes.
Despite the fact that it looks like it came from Hobby Lobby.
Yeah. Actually,
it looks probably like it did because, you know, Japan.
It looks like they got it at Ross.
And then he hears a sound. And no, it is not a sound effect from Pokemon, but nope, a guitar. And it's Ken. He somehow walked all the way over here.
Because he's the best at walking?
Yeah. You
know, that he stands at the top of walking.
It's amazingly good for having a whole costume shoved into it.
Yes. So, yes, he starts beating up people by whacking them over the head with the guitar. And then,
guitar.
Yeah, and then we get our first bit of actual ongoing plot in this series, where he realizes that, wait a minute, all of these gangs seem to be working for the same head guy.
They all seem to be getting head from the same guy.
So, and after patching up the kid who got whacked by Gold Member's cane.
His pimp cane?
Phrasing?
He needs an adult. Yes.
He is an adult.
No, the kid needs an adult.
Oh. Yes.
So, get the entire... So then we get some exposition in the hotel room. Basically, they're going to have Zubat guard the angel find out that the police, that everyone else thinks that the police have the real angel, while instead this guy and his completely unsecured car have the real one.
The old switcheroo.
Yep. And the only people in that know who has the real one are Ken, the guy who has the real one, the guy's kid, and the girl that Ken decided to bring in because why the heck not?
The butler. And then the butler's friend. And then the Cincinnati Redskins. And then like the entire Washington Redskins.
There was the call he had on hold.
He had on hold the cast of Happy Days. Who could have ratted us out?
And he almost forgot to check in the Foursquare.
Damn it! Daku Foursquare. Stupid auto Facebook check-ins. Yeah.
So later on, Ken dressed up as Bellhop goes to leave to check on something. And
yeah, I like that he bothers to put on a fake mustache, because when you're dressed as ostentatiously as he does on a regular basis, just putting on normal clothes makes you unrecognizable.
But you get the extra edge.
So of course he goes, locks up the goes to a subcompact, locks up the angel in his safe, and then hides it by putting a black sheet over it. And suddenly, more of Team Rocket back, so after he beats him up, comes back to the hotel room to find that, wait, People are here. The kid's critically injured. The kid's dad got pretty beat up, and oh, hey, the girl is fine.
Huh.
Right.
I don't say.
That's not suspicious.
So, taking the kid to the hospital, and the doctor says that it's all his fault because, yeah, he decided to bring this one person on. Well,
he checked into Foursquare.
Yeah. Checked into Foursquare, said, yeah, protecting this gold statue. Dacker is pretty good at checking Twitter updates.
Oh.
So then, we meet Dacker. And his magnificent hat.
Magnificent zoo hat?
Sure. And said, yeah, we let Zubat live, but there is, but time's numbered because we have a mole with him. A mole that we will have kill him. So, of course, in his car, girl pulls out a gun. And is
Am I the only one that doesn't have any f***ing clue what's going on right now?
No.
I'm lost.
But instead of shooting him, she turns the gun on herself and fires, except... Oh, it's already been emptied.
She's the worst spy ever.
As, of course, Ken already removed all the bullets.
He's the best at counter-spying.
He stands at the top of spy versus spy.
I like that he was so handsome that she couldn't kill him.
Reporter.
I would have shot you, but that face is so beautiful.
So, of course, she runs out of the car and immediately has a knife thrown in her back.
Well, that could only mean one thing.
She's dead.
Poetic justice?
Yes.
And yeah, someone dies like this in every episode.
And how many episodes are there?
31.
Well, that's already one more person than died in Wizard, basically.
Well, what about Toyomi?
Damn it!
She was already dead.
Ah, fair point. See? She was already dead.
She was only mostly dead.
She was still slightly warm.
And golden pistol made a silly putty.
He crushed that pistol like it was made out of a soft metal.
So, then suddenly cut to the gang to Team Rocket headquarters, where suddenly gang kicks his way in, kicks over the table, and confronts the Japan's number two knife thrower. He claims that he was here the whole time and didn't throw any knife at her.
No, sir. Me never throw a knife.
So instead, what he will do, however, is throw cards.
I'm completely innocent, but I am going to kick your ass.
So, of course, Ken murders a few of the, kills a few of the Team Rocket goons with playing cards to the face.
This is the worst investigation ever.
Yeah.
An entire fight sequence that ultimately ends up in, they really didn't do it.
So, then, here's another knife. Then, a knife gets thrown at, the guy who is now the former number two knife thrower in Japan.
And the number three guy's like, yes!
And, surprise, it's Goldmember. Because, of course, he killed the girl and her brother.
So he's the bad guy. Isn't that weird?
Goldmember's kind of a douche.
So, of course, Ken gets his ass kicked for a few minutes, gets left on the ground while Goldmember turns away to taunt, and then suddenly he disappears. And so, of course, Zubat then comes in driving the Zuba car in his Zuba suit.
Excuse me?
Zuba?
It is called the Zuba car.
And the Zuba suit?
Yes.
Wow.
And here I thought they were going to make Zubat sound silly.
Well, he does have kind of a ridiculous cry. Just like a supersonic screech.
Holy crap, it's Proto Man! No, I'm Zubat.
Do you hear whistling?
Of course.
You're sure?
Now, remember, Zubat can only wear the Zuba suit for 5 minutes.
What, did they watch
it longer, Zubat will never rise again. Because, if it's used for longer than 5 minutes at a time, it goes all splody.
I love these old shows where they, had to artificially add in these limitations because they realized that otherwise people would just walk around in these suits all the time because it would be badass. So, no, you can only wear it for, 10 minutes. Oh, shit. Okay.
So did he ever build a Golba suit?
No.
Golba suit.
So, of course, he then starts the end of episode beatdown and the end of episode asking if the gang boss is the guy who killed Goro. Which, of course, nope, not him.
Well, yeah, you got 36 more episodes to get through.
And, of course, leaves his calling card.
I like how the police, don't even question. They just look at the card and then they go, oh, this man is guilty of a crime. What kind of justice system is this? Sorry, Zubat said you were guilty. I should have a jury. No.
It's Japan. We don't do that shit.
Zubat said so. We trust masked people.
So, yes, and of course the angel did make it safely through the air to the plane, and our episode ends.
Oh, good, because I was really worried about that little f***ing fat gold statue. I mean, lots of people died and shit, but thankfully, the statue made it where it was supposed to go. It's made by Da Vinci. Da Vinci designed a helicopter that did not work.
He was also friends with Ezio from the Auditore clan.
Yeah, and he made that really cool machine with the little star mirror things that turn lead into gold.
He made a tank.
I saw that on Hudson Hawk. He did design a pretty badass.
Hudson Hawk is amazing.
It is a great movie. He did that. That tank thing is f***ed up. If you've not seen his design for a war tank, it's basically just a rolling cart of bladed death. It's amazing.
I know. I played Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Yeah, but I knew about it before that. I didn't have to play a video game to know about it.
So those Zubat's earrings, do they spin?
One of them does. It's the timer.
So it's like a dial timer, like a kitchen timer?
Yes.
Does it ding? Right before he explodes?
I don't know. He doesn't wear it that... He hasn't worn... I don't think he wears it long enough for it to explode.
That'd be amazing if right before he exploded it dinged like a kitchen timer.
I would hope it would.
But if it's just...
So, Zubat, it's better than a lot of things XV has picked for us to watch. I mean, a lot of things. Like Armor Hero, Kuga...
It's your own fault you didn't like Kuga.
Well, next time, don't pick a stupid-ass episode of Kuga.
But he blew up a city by kicking it. How could that be wrong?
That was a great 30 seconds of the episode.
Yeah. I will admit no wrongdoing. Just, as a general rule.
And granted, I do have the Godzilla episode to my name, but you've got far more war crimes under your belt than I do.
True.
No, everything I pick is good, it's just that none of you appreciate it.
Yes, of course.
Well, in that case, Mickey, why don't you pick next week's show?
There you go.
Okay, well, let's see what episode of Bioman I'm up to on watching it right now. Let's pick the next one.
Fair enough.
Probably 24 or 25 or something.
Okay.
We could do worse.
We have.
We have done worse.
There was always Armor Hero.
Yellow 4!
Plus, I'll give me an excuse to start a Bioman again.
Yeah. Yeah, Bioman figure arts when?
Never.
Oh.
Probably sometime after Master Asia.
You know, it would be awesome, though, if some subgroup, like, ended up, like, reviving interest in a particular Sentai team, and then, like, they did, like I don't know, something really obscure. Like, I don't know. That wasn't a very good story.
Although I'm convinced Dragon Ball Z abridges why Figure Arts Nappa is happening. Because who cared about Nappa before that?
I almost started to watch Bridge the other day.
And then what happened? Did the house catch on fire?
No, I got about 30 seconds in, and then the painters came in at work and started talking loudly.
Oh.
And I couldn't hear.
Well, speaking of, you ever find out what was burning?
What?
A couple weeks ago.
What?
XV.
What?
What was the burning smell in your home?
What?
Okay.
I guess it was his brain.
I did my best.
I doubt what? That every week.
What?
He's asking if you applied proper medicine to your burning sensation.
What? So is it 24 or 25 of Bioman?
Oh, you actually want me to look now, okay. All right, then.
And why were there painters at your work?
Because every so often you're going to get like shit repainted, like doors.
Well, shouldn't they do that
paint a door? What's the point?
Shouldn't they do that while the place is like closed so as not to interfere with business operations?
There wasn't any business operations to interfere with.
Oh, has the death toll been low recently? That could be bad for business. You need to go out and drum some up.
Looks like it's 23.
You know, go loosen some brake lines or, you know, something.
Yeah, it's 23.
Okay, so next week's power playback is Bioman 23.
Yay. Do we have anything else to watch?
Megaforce might be back next week.
We can do Bioman 24 as well.
We will probably have
the decade
episode
of Wizard.
Or is it decade 33?
33, I think.
And that final episode of Garo might not be a clip show.
It will be. It's always a clip show.
They do it done them before.
Every series
gets subbed anyway.
32.
Every series has ended with a clip show. And the first one had a clip show in the middle of it, too.
And this one did have a clip show already, too, I forgot.
Oh, yeah, it did, didn't it?
Yeah, with the badly composited forest in the background. For no particular reason. You know, padding. Gotta get your clip shows in there to pad out the episode count.
Who's breathing?
I think that's Paladin.
No, I'm never breathing.
Well, then it's JD.
Yeah, it's JD.
What?
God.
JD, your breathing is creating electrical interference.
Are we done yet?
No, I don't think so.
Reach into the tube and see if you can clear it out.
So they're starting over on Decade?
What?
They're bringing Wizard into it.
No, I don't know. Okay.
What?
I was just looking at Mega Non. Can't understand what they're saying about Decade.
I call Decade coming out of retirement to kill Wizard's world.
Let's hope so.
It's like, I don't have any beef with Double through Forza.
And it really is a true Kamen Rider world.
It had nothing to do with Wizard itself?
Pretty much, yeah.
That could only make it more enjoyable.
Well, Rinko is a high school delinquent.
Does she still have a gun?
I don't know.
I'll accept it if she still has a gun. She doesn't have to use it, she just has to have it.
It'd be funny if this actually gave Decade closure. I mean, it's not going to, obviously.
Yeah, nothing will ever give Decade closure.
No. Instead,
either of these shows have a leg to stand on when it comes to closure.
Just like nothing's ever going to explain Narutaki.
Instead, in, 2019, Toei will reveal that they actually did film the original Decade finale movie back in 2009, but decided that they wouldn't show it until 10 years later.
But then they lost it.
So they reshot it. And this is it. This is not the greatest Decade story in the world.
This is just a tribute.
But yeah, you do remember that teaser trailer that was shown at the end of the last episode of Decade?
The one that had nothing to do at all with Movie Wars.
Right. Because originally it wasn't going to be a movie, anything like Movie Wars. It was going to be just a Decade movie.
JD.
And then they f***ed it up.
Yeah.
Or do you mean made it better?
Well, it did have Begins Night.
Like I said.
Yeah, adding double only helps.
Not always.
Well, it may there be one decent thing in Movie War Core. Otherwise, that movie would be a total loss. Instead of just existing to make us hurt.
Now, 1.5 decent things.
Half?
Yeah, the skull segment and the 20 seconds where Shotaro meets Ankh.
But that wouldn't have happened if Double wasn't in there either.
Right. See, Double makes everything better. That's why they brought back Gaia Memories for collectible toys.
Now they just need to bring back Engine Souls.
Engine Soul Gaia Memories.
Oh. M. G.
Speedor. Bervy.
Sosuke.
I want a Sosuke memory.
Or, wait, what about Injured Souls that you could put Gaia memories in?
Oh.
But then how would they fit in the Megazord?
Gaia memories are... I think Gaia memories are a bit too big.
A
little bit.
They can be short memories. Gaia's short-term memory.
They only last 5 minutes.
That's what she said. They make longer ones with the frog pods, so...
The GoBuster frog mecha should have had a frog pod dock.
The frog pod is the best memory gadget.
And yet nobody wanted one.
And yet they think people will want the zoo memory.
Busters.
Of course, what nobody really wanted was the snail Earth one, driver. The goggles. No, the snail goggle memory gadget that you don't even remember exists.
No, I remember it because it came with a Fang Joker SIC.
Ah. See, the only SIC memory accessory I remember was the case with the little memories and the driver that Skull had.
Yeah.
That was pretty great. Yeah, but the pieces are so small, you can't do anything with them, because if you breathe, they'll just, vanish.
That's what she said.
They're not as bad as the O's medals.
I guess I
don't
get any contact
with the Ranger keys from Figure Arts Gokaigers.
They would be about on par with that, yeah.
Ugh.
Good times.
Yes, yeah. Don't the Figure Arts O's medals actually fit in the driver?
Yes, they don't slide in from the top. You have to remove the face and they sort of plug in.
So you could also lose the face easily, too.
Especially if Optimus Prime is around.
It plugs in pretty solidly. I mean, I suppose if you set it down somewhere or you dropped it, but.
I'm sure Ben could do it.
No, he would just break it.
Break it, then lose it.
Like a white Falcon Zord, he would snap it in half.
Well, it wasn't entirely his fault. I did a pretty bad job trying to fix it.
But still, it's not like we had it sitting, you know, right in the way or anything.
I know.
Oh, so, no, I better touch this and snap.
It was pretty impressive.
And not at all surprising to me.
That's the sad part.
It was a completely failed Falcon Zord.
I mean, that is why you said you had two happy crab plates.
Yeah. It's a good plate. I'll try to make cake off of it now.
Cake would be good. Yellow cake with white frosting.
Of course, all I can eat for the rest of the week is beef stew.
Why?
Because David made a pot full of it.
But you
like one of those big 50-gallon pots.
Why did he make so much?
So we could eat it all week.
What?
How much meat did he put in it?
Yeah. See, now it's just more of a challenge if we can eat it before it rots.
Well,
that wouldn't bother XV. That would take a while.
Why don't you
5 years? It's still good. I'll eat it.
XV like pushes it, and if it doesn't push back, it's edible.
If it doesn't slap
I'll buy
me,
that, just a suggestion.
XV like open XV's fridge, and it's like, "Hello, my honey. Hello, my darling. Hello, my darling."
Why buy sheep when you can just get it naturally as it milk it ages into it?
People like dig for like the, you know, the backdated milk. XV's like, nope, right off the front.
Do you think closer to the front of the store, maybe? Porch.
So why don't you just portion out the stew and like put it in the fridge so it lasts longer?
That is madness. I take garbage out of the fridge to put new food in.
You could buy a new fridge.
But where would I put it?
The
lawn.
Put it outside the back door. Then Ben can hit it with his truck.
Under the awning.
Well, the awning's already laying on the driveway.
Exactly. Get a few people to, Guy, how many people would it take to pick up the awning and put it on top of the fridge?
This sounds like the start of a really racist joke.
God.
We have any other kind?
Apparently not. Let's see. We're definitely not up to the offensive count that we were like last time, but
no,
we're working on it. You know,
we were in the zone last week.
Oh man,
I think we're really trying to offend each other this week.
Yeah, and Fort Max started
it. The paladin was chickening out.
No, Mickey was.
Mickey that chickened out?
Mickey.
Yeah.
Ken.
Well.
Yeah.
But yeah, Ken chickened out with his
work
autism joke.
No, Mickey chickened out with the autism joke. Ken chickened out with work. Alternately, you just called Mickey Ken.
It's amazing.
But hey, call me Ken, like Ken, like Ken, Ken, not the show, Ken.
What?
He's implying I was probably the best at everything.
Oh. Yeah, you're the best at chickening out of autism jokes.
I stand at the top.
Okay, so that'll probably be our show for this week. It'll be a short one.
Hooray!
Works
so
for me!
Content.
So much time. Well, we've done longer shows with less to talk about.
Mm.
And that's the impressive thing. No, you know, I've
know
noticed...
if impressive is the right term there.
I've noticed lately we've been doing pretty consistent with the runtime for the episodes. Like, without even trying.
That's good.
They're all coming in between an hour and a half and an hour and 40 minutes, which is a lot better than the 2.5 hours they used to run.
If we had more than one show at a time to talk about along with the playback, it would probably go longer.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I'm pretty comfortable with this. And I think some of you would agree.
Yes.
So what's the best way we can f*** it up?
Start covering shows again.
Enjoy Gaim.
Could start talking about Kyoryuger again.
If we want to start having, long, drag-out marathon recordings, we need to start enjoying TV shows again.
Yeah, that would be the trick, right?
Our choices are to either enjoy doing the podcasting or enjoy what we're watching. We can't have both at once.
Right.
Also, it helps that there's been, one of us missing from every episode for the past 2 months.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, too, sort of. Well, it depends
who's
missing.
Just dreadful.
It depends who's missing. When I'm missing from the show, it's great.
Except when Nature tries to kill the show.
When Ken misses the finale of Garo, that kind of sucks.
Yeah. Good point there.
Well, that's what he gets for having a job.
I guess.
Well, if he was just unemployed, he could have been
the rest
here.
Of the cast.
Well, it kind of sucks too because Ken's been a fan of Garo longer than any of us.
That means he's had plenty of time to enjoy Garo before. This is new for us. Let us have it.
I guess.
Give it to me.
I did give it to you.
It sounds upsetting when you say it like that, though.
No, it sounds upsetting when I say it like, I did give it to you.
Okay, that's worse.
See, that wasn't nearly as upsetting as you thought it was.
Yet somehow you made it worse.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Superhero Time. Go to tokupodcast.com for show notes and to listen to previous episodes. Find us on iTunes or download our Android app at tfradio.net/android. Follow us on Twitter for show updates, weekly power playback, and more at superhero_time. Superhero Time is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2013.
Somebody else. It can't be me.
Except when you came back, the noise came back.
Mm-hmm.
Was it gone when I was gone?
Yep.
Damn.
Is that a lie?
Well, I never lie, but XP always does. Which of us is telling the truth?
Shit. I know there's a way to figure this out, but I can't remember what it is.
The answer is, damn it, Ken.
Here's a hint. I'm telling the truth.
So am I.
No, that's not how it works. Damn it, I know there's a way to do this.
Good job, Mickey. You just kirked JD.
Why couldn't I have just gotten the fighting a big lizard dude? To make gunpowder.
Maybe he's got green skin or something, but...
It's the craziest thing that Kirk makes a f***ing cannon out of, shit on the ground. Love that episode.
That's why he's Kirk.
And then the moral of the story is, war sucks. What? Kirk just made a f***ing cannon out of dirt and sand and shit.
Then he made out with Leela while Melvar executed someone's corpse.
I still love the episode. One of my favorite episodes, though, is when, Kirk goes to the planet where they just, roll the dice and see who dies and they have to walk into, death tubes. And because they don't actually fire guns or destroy everything, they just oh, so and so city fired a volley and 15 people died, and that's going to be Jeff and Sam and Ted and Fred and not me, Julie. Damn it! Okay,
it's like fantasy football. Where people
yeah,
die.
Basically. Then Kirk breaks the f***ing machines and he's like, "You're gonna have to kill each other for real." if you want to do war, you gotta do it the right way, and f*** you all. Have a nice day.
Kirk's the best diplomat.
Totally. Like Picard would have like found some sort of way to like reconcile these two groups of people, and Kirk's just like, you're doing war wrong.
Now, not necessarily. Remember, there was the one episode of Next Generation where the planet had the genetically engineered super soldiers broke out of the prison and they stormed the government capital, and Picard's like, no, you know, I think we're gonna leave right now, and probably if you guys live to see tomorrow, your problems will sort themselves out. Bye.
But it's God. Yeah.
Super Hero Time. 次回もお楽しみに。
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.